Welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday evening, June the 23rd, 2010. Tonight, it's the Wednesday Energy Transference Teleconference and Podcasts. Tonight, Dream the Biggest Dream presents Lessons from the Front Line, and our topic is, it's a masterpiece. Welcome, everyone, to tonight's call. I'm a little bit out of my element this evening, but I believe it's just foreshadowing what's going to be happening in the next couple of months. And right now I sit in a beautiful home in Phoenix, Arizona. Maya and I were to have driven back to California today, but we woke up this morning and thought, you know what? Nice home, awesome pool, good friends, and I needed to get some work done, and I just can't get things done while I'm driving, and we decided to go ahead and spend an additional day here in the Valley of the Sun. So we are, and we've been in and out of the pool all day, and I've gotten had the opportunity to get a lot of work done, which has been great, and we'll drive back to California tomorrow. Now, I want to tell you about some things. We'll start off with the most recent. Monday night in Chandler, Arizona at the Moonstone Metaphysical Store. And then last night at in Glendale, Arizona at the Sunlight Alliance Healing Center. We did unconditional love activations, and it has been an amazing experience. It's been just Maya and myself facilitating unconditional love activations. And boy, we really hit some power spots out here. Monday evening on the actual summer solstice, which, as you know, is all about new beginnings and manifestation. And so we really harnessed that energy, really, truly on both nights. But quite an experience this week. It's the first time that Maya and I have facilitated these experiences, just the two of us. And so it was this beautiful father-daughter duo that, you know, just really, I'm loving it. And it is a taste of where we're headed this summer. We leave here what seems like shortly on July the 3rd, and we're in Vegas for one or two events there, and then on up the rest of the tour, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And, of course, we're going to have some assistance as we are in partnership on this tour with Portal to Ascension, and that'll be nice for us. This trip has brought to light that this 44 days, 36 city tour that we're putting together is, I mean, we've just been here 2 days. We got in Monday morning. Did our session Monday night, then our next session Tuesday night, and I think part of it is the heat that's really we're not used to, and it's kind of drained us. But we're learning some stuff about what it's like to be on the road and do these, you know, back to back and things like that, because there is a considerable outlay of energy on our part that goes into this, although we certainly feel the energy being looped back to us. But it was like, you know, today, you know, kind of wanting to just take a day and have a day to ourselves. So we're excited about the rest of our journey and the summer tour, the tour of love. Now, tonight, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about our topic. Imagine that. Let's read what the buildup for this was. Maya and I are in Arizona facilitating a couple of unconditional love activations for the summer solstice. What a wonderful experience for us to share. In this process, and based on my current life experiences, I'm reminded in my own life and in the reflection of those around me that in each and every moment, our lives are a masterpiece. This is not to suggest that any of these masterpieces are complete, as they are. Each is still in the process of becoming. We are growing, learning, and evolving. And in each now, what we are is a masterpiece. So that's our topic tonight. And that's been kind of a big energy in the last two activations that we've done. I've used this metaphor, analogy in the past in our sessions about our lives being a masterpiece. And I really like that because we talk about and energize this whole process of being present, of stepping into our creator self and creating our experience of reality. You know, if we're not creating the whole of reality, because that may be a little bit of a stretch because we're part of a collective, we certainly are creating our experience of reality. And I mean, as the creator that we are, as that very powerful image of the creator self, and each of us has that within us, the archetype, if you will, of the creator self. It's fun to kind of move that into being the artist, because the artist, and specifically when I talk about a masterpiece, I guess I'm thinking, as you could tell from my graphic for tonight's topic, about painting. Now, personally, I'm not really a painter, although I do have a set of watercolors and canvases, not canvases, but, you know, watercolor tablet at home, and I keep looking at it. It's a travel size. So the tablet I have to do watercolors on are a little bit bigger than than a business card. And so Dr. Dream's got to think about things that can easily go with him wherever he happens to be. So I haven't broken those out yet, although I have taken them on a couple of trips, and I just haven't gotten to them. But I do love this imagery, this energy of us as the creator self, as the artist, as the painter. And it brings my thoughts to, you know, some of the great painters, artists of the world, Picasso, Monet, Van Gogh, and so many others. And I have such admiration for that process of starting with a blank canvas. Just think about that. Think about what that means, you know, taking this metaphor to heart. Okay, the actual artist starting with a blank canvas. How about us? Us as the artists of our lives, us as the creator selves, starting with a blank canvas. Is it ever really blank? Well, you know what? You could very easily argue, but I don't argue with people, but you could talk to me about, you know, that, well, you can't really ever start with the blank canvas once you're already in reality. But hold on a sec. Let's think about this. We've let go of our past because it's no longer here. We've come into alignment with our experiences. And so then from that point, we move very much into the now. We move very much into being present in the moment. And so what's in front of you there? We already know that our past does not dictate our present or our future. And so here we are in the present moment with endless opportunities, possibilities available to us. Sounds to me like pretty much of a blank slate, like a blank canvas. And it truly is, because we are new in each moment. We're not the people that we were, yesterday. And so in the moment we are fresh. And so think about that for a moment. What does that mean? You, with all the tools you need and a blank canvas in front of you. How incredibly beautiful is that? And we get to do whatever we want with it. Now, this is close to where my metaphor of the painting stops, just because I'm not so well versed in painting. Although I was shooting a house last week, a beautiful home, and the woman that owns the home with her husband was there, and we got to talking, and she was a realtor, but she's not anymore. She kept her license, but she's followed her dream of being a painter. And so when I went upstairs to shoot the artist loft, she said, I'm doing this seascape of Laguna Beach and the ocean, and you can see I've just put the background color on. And I looked at that and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. So let's take it a step further. We get to put the background color on. We get to put that color that's going to sort of guide the rest of what's happening. We get to, what is that really? That's an energy. That's an energy that you're deciding in that moment is going to be one of the foundation energetic pieces of this painting, of this artistic endeavor, of this creation of your reality. And so, what is that energy? So we really do get to decide with the blank canvas, so to speak, what it gets to be. And it's that first piece, and then we build on to it from there. And so there's a real beauty and a real empowerment in looking at it this way. But the greatest message in terms of the masterpiece is, well, let's not jump into the greatest message yet. We'll get to that. Let's take it a little bit further. When most people I know start painting, most of the artists that I know, they have a very specific plan in mind. They have an idea of maybe not exactly how it's going to turn out, but they do have an idea of what they want. This particular artist in the house that I shot last week had taken a picture of Laguna Beach and the ocean, and so her entire painting was based on that picture. How about that? How about us being the creator self of our masterpiece and starting off with a picture in our mind of what that masterpiece is going to look like? How beautiful is that, fitting into what we know about our intention and our focused energy in attracting, creating, and manifesting our experience. So I see a painter with a picture of Laguna Beach and the ocean, and that's how she's starting to create her masterpiece. I see myself with a picture in my mind of how I want my life to look. Now, the beauty about the picture that's in my mind is it's not just visual. This picture also, to me, speaks of how I choose to have my life feel. So here I am in my mind's eye, the powerful creative space in my mind's eye, focused on the visual and the feeling for my masterpiece, which is my reality, which is my experience of reality. How perfect is that, my friends? Do you feel that energy? Do you feel that energy that's available to you when you're looking at your life, the canvas of your life? Awesome. Awesome. So empowering. It's one of the things we've been really focused on, well, for quite a while, but in the last couple of days in these sessions, big empowerment energy. You know, big, just energizing this aspect of it's you. It's you, and you're ready, and you have everything you need to take it the next step, whatever that is. There's just a real beautiful feeling in that about how that works. And my friends, it truly does work. So here we are, the artist, the creator. We've got our canvas, and in our mind's eye, we've got a picture and all the feelings associated with it for what we're going to create. Because what are we going to create? We're going to create a masterpiece. Because that's what this whole entire experience is about. It's truly magical, incredible, and a miracle of the greatest proportion that we are here in form, in these bodies, in these minds, in these souls, in these spirits. Incredibly miraculous. And so, of course, anything that we create in this life, anything that we do consciously is truly a masterpiece. And so now we get to look at it a little bit further. We've all been working on this masterpiece. I've spoke to many people in the last couple of days about their masterpiece, about their life. So I want to bring this point to this core thought about the masterpiece. The masterpiece is never truly completed. It's absolutely a work in progress. The masterpiece is sort of infinitely or eternally in a state of becoming. Heard me talk about this a lot, that each of us are in this state of becoming. And it's not about what we finally became, because it's very much about the journey. And the journey is us in the process of becoming. And so back to this masterpiece. The masterpiece is also in the process of becoming. But here's my suggestion about it. That at any moment in our lives that we are able to pull back far enough from everything that makes up our experience, and we get that bird's eye view, if you will, of our life, of our masterpiece. I suggest from that perspective, each of us in that moment is the masterpiece, and it is in divine perfection. So always, in all ways, each of us, in the moment, we are the masterpiece. Now, that's not to say that there aren't things we're still working on. I mean, I'll tell you that you know, I am actively right now working on some issues. And one of my, the one practitioner that I've done more work with than anybody else this time around, is Victoria Benoit here in Phoenix. And I do most of my work with Victoria over the phone. She does what's called resonance repatterning, very powerful work. And I've been working with Victoria for years, we think since 2003, so 7 years or something. Victoria's energetic assistance and facilitation has assisted me at so many junctures in my life. So I called her up on, I don't know, Sunday. Monday, might have been Monday, and said, Victoria, I'm going to be in Phoenix, or I'm already in Phoenix. I would love to see you. I got some stuff I'd like to work on. And she cleared her schedule, and she made a space for me that worked perfectly within my schedule. And I went over, and we did some big work together. My work right now is tied to family issues, interestingly enough. Maya and I are in great shape, but I've got family issues that are coming up in a huge way. I don't know if that taps into what anyone else's experience is right now. You know, we've created, you know, quite a bit of abundance in our life experience. That struggle is not, you know, present. So many wonderful friendships and all these other aspects, we seem to be, that's the grand we, saying I, Dr. Dream, Mark Diebler, I seem to be right in the flow. And then it comes to this family dynamic, and it's just sort of blown up in the last, I think, 2 weeks, and it's crazy, seemingly crazy, because everything else is just, like, right there and right balanced and in alignment, and what we cleared yesterday was some really deep aspects of what I've owned in the past when it comes to my relation with my family. And there's one aspect of it that I can share with you that's about me feeling that if I was incredibly joyful, that didn't work for my family. And that's what's happened recently, because I've been incredibly joyful and huge friction with my family outside of California. So what I'm getting at here is, you know, there's always something to be working on. I like to share stories like this because, you know, yeah, this is Dr. Dream, but Dr. Dream is very much Mark Diebler, and Mark Diebler is very much immersed in his human experience. And part of the process of being immersed in our human experience is that we have opportunities to grow, learn, and evolve. And those opportunities quite often show up in ways that are a little bit uncomfortable, that are, shall we say, challenging. And they make us dig, and they have us, you know, connect with our authentic selves and possibly with our inauthentic selves, and then make adjustments accordingly. I'm so grateful to have cleared what I cleared yesterday, and such tremendous gratitude for Victoria's work. It's beautiful to find those people that make themselves available to step in and assist. And then let's take it a step further. I've been working with Victoria for 7 years. She's been on my calls a couple of times, but she's not been to any of my sessions. And Victoria and her significant other, Bernie, came to my session last night in Glendale. And, my goodness, I was so touched to have her there and to have her experiencing firsthand the direct energetic transference of what I do. And particularly on a day when I got the benefit of a session with her. And so, incredible. The Chandler experience at Moonstone Metaphysical was really facilitated by a connection through Facebook with my friend Joyce. Joyce is one of the readers at Moonstone, and Joyce and I met on Facebook the way, you know, so many of us have been on Facebook. And I hugged her the other night. I love Joyce so much. And I said, did you even have an inkling of an idea that it would lead to this amazing experience we've just shared tonight? And her eyes got big, and her energy felt, you know, like wildly loving and expansive. Of course, this was right after the unconditional love activation. And she just gave me this great big hug, and so sweet. I mean, Joyce and her hugs, my God. So honored, and this whole trip has been that way. Do you realize that we're going to be embarking on 44 days of this, 36 sessions, like what happened in Chandler on Monday night and what happened in Glendale last night, 36 sessions in about as a condensed amount of time as you would really be able to do 36 sessions. I mean, certainly we're not doing one every day, but what are we missing? Like 8 days of sessions over 7 weeks? I mean, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Really, really spectacular how things unfold and how the universe is and how our masterpieces come together. So I am just actively here painting my masterpiece and enjoying it for all that it is. Because, you know, what else is there? I mean, you're the creator of your masterpiece. I'm going to tell you a story. I've had the honor, I mean, I feel honored to work with anybody, with everybody I work with, okay? So that's just the bottom line sort of premise. But in my experience, I've been gifted with the experience of working with many people that have been suicidal, that have thought that maybe what they really wanted to do was to end their life. And I have a new client right now that's in that same boat, and this person's tried many times. And finally, the angels came to them and said, you know, it's not going to work for you. No matter what happens, this isn't going to work for you. And so you have a greater purpose here. And it's given this person a little bit of a greater lease on life, and now we're going to amp it up with the Dr. Dream energy and the just, you know, being the creator, being the painter of the masterpiece that is you, that is your life. And for me, I can't think of anything more exciting. I mean, I really can't think of anything more exciting. Taking control in our lives as individuals and just saying to the universe, which is truly saying to you on the deepest levels, saying to yourself on the deepest levels, this is what I'm choosing. That energy, you know, I'm still basking in this incredible energy of the solstice, and we have really been putting the manifestation vibe out there, and it's coming back. You know, I'm getting calls for photography jobs. I've got a check that'll be waiting for me when I get back, an awfully big check, you know, for us that makes a big difference, and sessions with good people, and all of this just opening up and unfolding, and it doesn't just happen that way. It really doesn't. You know, on some level, you've got to be focusing it and putting it out there of, you know, what it is you really want. You don't just sit down in a restaurant and get served a meal. I mean, you've got to place your order. You've got to be specific. You've got to, you know, make choices. Yes, I want that. No, I don't want that. And then through that process, you get exactly what you need to get, what you want to get, how you put it out there. And so this is so much about the time for us to be doing that, and the time for us to be identifying what the blocks are and what's going on. We had a run for Kleenex last night and the night before in our unconditional love activation. And it's not that it's a sad process, because it's not at all. It's that people are clearing their stuff out right now. People are hearing and feeling the truth of this process as we present it. And they're allowing that truth to change them. And change is happening. Getting emails and lots of comments back and forth about how this is working. Now, I went to an event on Friday night last week that was brought to organized by Portal to Ascension, and they had Mike Barra, B-A-R-A, speaking. Mike wrote a book with Richard Hoagland called Dark Mission, and bit of a conspiracy book. I didn't read it, but he's very science minded, and now he's got a new book coming out called The Choice. And so, as it were, Mike opened for me. He's a New York Times best-selling author, and he spoke first. And I couldn't quite figure out, you know, I mean, the gentleman from Portal to Ascension say this is a good idea. I'm on board, you know. I get to talk about unconditional love. Yeah, oh, by all means, sign me up. And so, you know, I was fully there and wanting to be there, but I didn't quite understand, you know, what the deal was going to be with Mike. I knew he was real science-minded, and the thing with me is that I don't back anything up, or I haven't in the past backed anything up with science. I put it out there and I back it up with my heart. And that's worked for me because it's the truths that I know, having experienced them, and that's what I get to share. So I'm watching Mike, and really I'm starting to yawn a little bit. And then he jumps into some stuff that I just wasn't ready for him to talk about. And the showing us scientifically what happens during a total solar eclipse, showing us scientifically what happens during a transit of Venus, when Venus crosses in front of the sun. And so many things became clear to me that night about my experience and what's taken me from one place to the other, and the all the international travel and just everything that has occurred. And it was like, wow, holy cow, this is amazing. And what I experienced last Friday night was that everything I talk about and how I put it out there, that it can be backed up by science. Now, how cool is that? Now, I realize that I attract into my experience a lot of people that are like me that live through their hearts. And so we don't particularly need science to know that it's true, to know how it works or anything like that. But I will tell you that it's awfully nice to have that backup from the science community. And so look for more from Dr. Dream and Mike Barra. Here in the future, he won't be on our summer tour of love, but Mike and I will be touring in support of his new book called The Choice, and really getting things out there. I had a experience last week. I believe I talked to you. Did I talk to you? No, I probably didn't talk to you. I went and was some video work was I participated in some video work with our New Earth Media. And these folks are awesome. They are at ourneweearth.tv. And so they have a radio show also, and I'm going to be on their radio show. And so these were some videos to promote that. Now, again, I didn't know really what to expect. But I'm quite excited, and if you go to ourneweearth.tv, you'll see my picture, a picture of Dr. Dream, and a good-sized picture. And underneath my picture, smaller pictures of Greg Braden, Michael Beckwith, and Don Miguel Ruiz, and Will.i.am, from the Black Eyed Peas, and there's Dr. Dream in a bigger picture above them. I don't want to read too much into it, but I'll tell you that the energy is shifting, and you know, I'm really focused on stepping up how this process works and what needs to happen and how to go big. Because it's not been about touching tens of lives or hundreds of lives or thousands of lives. It's about touching hundreds of thousands of lives for me, millions of lives. And so I so appreciate your energetic support in that. And I looked at that website the other day and saw, you know, just everything and the proportions and all of that. And it's not an ego thing as much as it is we must be doing things the right way to start, you know, having a New York Times bestselling author interested in touring with us, to be featured on the our New Earth site the way it is. The radio interview with Our New Earth will be on July the 15th. This is the week before we hit San Francisco on the tour of love. The timing is no mistake. And so, you know, make a mental note of that. You will get some more information on that soon. But my friends, you know, I mean, you, some of you, this is your first call tonight. Many of you, this is, you know, you've been on the call a lot, and not just this year or in the past year, like over the years. You've been watching as this masterpiece has come together. And I just want to thank you for being part of that, because I feel without you, the masterpiece would be a little different. It'd still be a masterpiece, but it'd be a little different. And so thank you so much for the role that you play and continue to play in this process. And I just want us all to tap into how beautiful everything is in the moment. When we just stop in the moment and take a look at everything, so to speak, take a look at the big picture, it's all beauty. It's all beautiful. It is divine in that moment. And it most certainly is a masterpiece. And so this has been a lovely opportunity to connect with each of you tonight, to share the energy. We also did an unconditional love activation in Costa Mesa on Saturday. So we've done Saturday, and then we're out here in Arizona Monday and Tuesday. We spoke on Friday night. It's been a pretty incredible 5 or 6 days, and it's not going to let up. This is how it works for us. I'll be in various places doing these calls for the next 2 months and beyond. Not always able to do it right where I'm at. I do have the Nicholas Crystal here with me. The Citrine is out in the truck, but traveling with some great energy. So let's talk a little bit about Nicholas Deschamps. This is June the 23rd. And so we have 2 weeks until, 2 weeks until the Nicholas Intention, Global Intention hits. Go to the website, thenicholasintention.com. A little bit about Nicholas, if this is your first call with us. Nicholas is a messenger of source. Nicholas, born with a brain injury, and has not ever been able to walk, talk, sit, do anything on his own, connected with me. I connected with him. The universe connected us in February of this year. And Nicholas knew right away that the reason was he's ready to transform his physical reality to one where he walks, talks, sits, does everything on his own, to one where within a couple of years he's doing crystal bowl concerts on his own. This is Nicholas's masterpiece. This is Nicholas's biggest dream. This is us, as individuals and as a collective, pushing the envelope. And all that pushing the envelope means is you're going to do something that just pushes you a little bit to make it happen. Might push you a lot. And so go to thenicholasintention.com or go to the front page of drdream.com, drdream.com, DREAM.com, and there's a link to the Nicholas Intention. It is 6:30 on July the 7th. We'll be somewhere in Utah that night. We will not have a phone call that night. It will be solely focused on the Nicholas Intention. He has asked and has seen and has been shown 50 amazing participants stepping up to the forefront to be part of the core group. These people are making a mighty commitment, a very big commitment, and that commitment is one of time. If you commit to that, you will have to participate in a training session. You will be committing to 2.5 hours on July the 7th from 6:30 until 10 o'clock at night, participating in as one member of the core group in this focused intention. Now, there will be 50 of those people, but then there's going to be hundreds, thousands of other people that are in the main group, and there's no official commitment. We ask that you do 1.2 hours of this focused intention, but we realize that not everyone's going to be able to do that. So this is the little more lax group, no training call, no commitment other than to yourself to do what you can that night for about an hour and 20 minutes or something like that from 6:30 Pacific Daylight Time in California until 7:50, 8 o'clock, something like that. And so, you know, I want you to think about it. If you're on the East Coast, realize that it's starting at 9:30 your time and going until midnight. And if you're international, you know, so if you are planning on being one of the 50 people, you just be real clear that you are making a commitment. We are stopping even taking applications to be one of the 50 once we sign up the first 50. So go to thenicholasintention.com and by all means, go ahead and fill out the form. And then we will be getting back to you with additional information. So that's where we're at right now. Lots of great things happening, lots of energetic movement, but most of all, lots and lots of unconditional love. And that's what I have for myself. And through that, that's what I have for each of you. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the call right now. This is an opportunity for you to share something. And then before we end the call tonight, we will go ahead and do the oneness blessing, the intent of the oneness blessing. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute this. Here we are, all of us together. And this is your opportunity to speak up.
Lisa?
It did unmute, right?
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
It's Marilyn from Costa Mesa. How are you?
Excellent, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to make a comment, and I'd ask you a quick question. I really loved what you said about placing your order and being specific and making choices through that process and getting what you need. So thank you. I wrote that down, so that'll be my inspiration for the next decade or longer.
I
love
it.
The other thing that you mentioned was when you don't normally back stuff up with science, you mentioned that. What do you back it up with? What was it that you said? I didn't catch it.
Well, I mean, for me, what I've always backed up, you know, what I share and what I speak on and everything like that is my experience. You know, I mean, that's what these phone calls. It's not, you know, the scientific aspect of this experience. It's the lessons from the front line. This is what I've learned in my experience, and this is what has been shown to me. But the beauty of what I experienced the other night is that there's a scientific backup to so much of what's going on. And so I guess what I'm getting at is, and I'm not ready to go there yet. You didn't notice me spouting off any scientific stuff in tonight's call. But what I'm getting at is look for us on this tour, Mike Barra and myself. And it'll be science that takes you right into the core of your heart. And that's how I see this tour shaping up and what it is that we end up having to share. So more on that. That was, I guess, just mostly a teaser.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for you and Kathy being here tonight and just stepping up to all of this. I appreciate it.
Love listening to you, Mark. Got so much. Felt so much.
Thank you. Who else tonight?
Hey, Mark, it's Arlene, and I believe you are science. If that's what it's all about. We are, we're all, sorry, my daughter is screaming. Okay. Responding to that too, we're all science. So it is very scientific, and thank you for your love and support. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Arlene. I thank you for saying that. And yeah, I mean, just I am science.
You are science.
Yeah. I love it. Who else tonight?
This is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
I wanted to say that you are art, because that was resonated with me first, the whole analogy about art. And one of the things that I got to think about is that most masters, artists, actually created more than one version of a painting. So if we have a reality and we have painted or created that one, you can go ahead and do another one. You don't have to change everything, but you can just refine it or, you know, add more to it. I just like that whole picture or the whole analogy. That worked out for me really, really nicely. So,
That's awesome. So
thank you for that. I had a fantastic week, thanks to you and me. And I've got a lot of external feedback that tells me that I'm painting in exactly the right colors. So I'm going to keep on painting. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. And thanks for what you added to my week last week. And look forward to catching up with you before we leave town. And then you being on all the calls while we are wherever we end up being along the way.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Who else?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I can tell you that my life is just exactly how I want it to be, and then some.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
And my quote on Facebook yesterday, it's interesting you talked about divine love, because my quote was that the soul's whole purpose for existence is to seek divine love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what we're here for, unconditional divine love. Mm-hmm. So I thank you so much for reminding me every day, for every time that I think of you, that that's what I'm here for.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I love that. Love that, Billy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who else do we have?
Mark, this is Karen in West Hills.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Yes.
You know what? I have, I'm really, really blessed to be able to be on this call. I had pulled up my Facebook and just caught that just in time to call in. And it was amazing. It was just, it popped right out. It was like, wow, I'm supposed to be on this call. So I called right away, which is very interesting. And Marilyn, I don't know if you remember me, but I went into one. You're in Orange County, right?
Yes. What was your name?
Karen. I was at one of the meetings, but I'm in West Hills all the way in the valley. And I drove all the way over there.
Yes,
you're the OC.
Remember? You.
Yeah. So this is very interesting. Everything is like coming together. I'm a healer, and I love what you have said and what everyone has said in reference to this. This is very, very interesting to me, and everything falls right into place with how I believe and what I look at in life and everything. So thank you.
Thank you.
That is so cool. And I just, you know, there's this aspect, and it's been happening to me. Well, recently it seems to have stepped up, and that is this aspect of my life where it's connecting the dots, where all of a sudden, like watching Mike Barris speak the other night, and I was able to connect like 50 more dots in my life that I hadn't been able to connect before. And it's those synchronicities, it's those things that happen, it's what you just described, and Marilyn's here, and I'm here, and you made your way here, and it's just like, you know, just connecting the dots, and then you stand, and this kind of, you know, I mean, connecting the dots is sort of like art,
yeah,
and then you stand away from it, and you get to see the big picture, and you're like, wow, look at that, the picture's really coming together now, and so... I just love that. And so thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
Well, I thank everyone for all of their input, too. So it was very, very interesting to listen to everyone. So, and including what you had said. So there was information that I have already that I'm already living by, but there's other information that was new to me, so it was very good.
Oh, that's great. Excellent. Anyone else this evening before we move into our oneness blessing, our Diksha portion of the call? Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I know Portal to Ascension, do we have the West Coast operation of Portal to Ascension on the call right now?
You got us.
All right. So used to you guys just being there, all of us being there. I guess we are all there. Okay, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm going to mute out the lines. And, gentlemen, if you could join me as if we were in the same location as we have been in the last several weeks, and join me on this putting the oneness blessing out there for everyone. What I'm going to ask for, I'm going to mute the lines now. I'm going to ask for each of you to slip into breath awareness. Close your eyes, sit up, just kind of be in a good posture, and feel your breath. Feel yourself inhaling and then exhaling. And just kind of continue with that, and then we're going to go ahead now and do a oneness blessing, and then I will unmute the lines, and we will we'll say our bye for now. So I'm going to set the phone down, and Neil, Ilya, I'm sure you're doing the same thing, and we'll go ahead and get started with this. The call is back to being unmuted. I want to thank each and every one of you for being present, being here, sharing your energy, whether you spoke or not, you shared your energy by just being on this call, by downloading this podcast, as the case may be, also for future listeners. And it is with an incredibly centered and balanced energy in alignment based on gratitude and love for all that is, that I share my unconditional love with each of you and know that that gets looped right back this way. And so have a really, really wonderful rest of your evening and the rest of your week. Please check out thenicholasintention.com and just share your beautiful, amazing, incredible gifts and passion and bliss with all those in your experience. That is the greatest that any of us can do. I love you, and thank you so much for being on tonight's call. Thank you, Neil and Ilya, and everyone. Blessings. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.